This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
All right, so Stav, we're really excited to have you on Little Fish on Joy 94.9.
I'm excited to be here.
Good stuff. So with Blue Juice, you've had two ARIA nominations, number one on Rage 50 last year, multiple appearances on the Triple J Hottest 100. I'd say that you guys were shaping up to be one of Australia's big musical success stories. So,
yeah. Done all right, hey?
Yeah, fantastically. So, where did you guys come from in the 90s?
We came from the streets, man. We came from the streets. No, we've been around for almost 9 years now. So, we've been around a while. And I guess we're just a, shitty, pub jam band for, to begin with. And then we started rehearsing and then we got other gigs and... slowly things just kind of started to kind of build up for us. And then, obviously, some of the successes on alternative radio and stuff like that really kind of helped the band. And Vitriol was one of the songs that in particular kind of made a big change for the band. Suddenly we were playing festivals and, there were kind of things going on for us that we hadn't experienced before. And so, when you kind of read out that list of all that stuff, it's... Even though I realise it's all happened, it is kind of weird to think that it has.
Yeah, when you see it on paper. You've done all the big festivals. I mean, you did Big Day Out. This year you did Splendour in the Grass.
Yeah.
What was it like performing with all those international acts?
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, you sort of don't notice, per se, that you're performing with all of these international acts. Aside from backstage, you realise that, all of a sudden, guys from Muse are standing there, or you're watching sort of stage with Lily Allen, you're watching, Passion Pit or blah, 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 blah. So it's kind of, when you're doing your performance, you're not thinking about it that you're doing it with all these other bands, but then when you take time out from it and you go, oh shit, well, all these people are around, that's when you kind of pinch yourself and go, okay, we're obviously, playing something pretty big. I know at Sydney Big Day Out, when we were sitting right at the back of the stadium and, watching Dizzy Rascal, I sort of leant into Jake and, mind you, we'd had a couple of hash cookies. Anyway, that's the point. I sort of leant into him and went, look, man, it's pretty amazing, but do you realise we just played on that stage? And there must have been 30,000 people just jellyfishing around, going mental to Dizzy Rascal.
So, oh, totally.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That would be amazing. At the Melbourne Big Day Out, I was actually there, up the back, and you guys were there. Everyone was all the huge acts were on stage, and I was hanging around with a bunch of friends that I know that were in bands, and they were just saying, man, that's going to be us. And it's so true. You guys have set the precedent that you can come from pub rock to Big Day Out, and I just think that's fantastic.
I won this competition to go to all the Big Day Outs a few years ago. And the reason that I won it was because my 25 words or less was because I want my band to play the Big Day Out and I want to go see all of them to see what it's like. And then, literally, we were playing it the next year as a one-off. And then 2 years later, we did the whole tour. So I have been that person in that band watching, going, I would love to do this because I reckon we would do this really well. So, yeah. Tell your friend that's in the band to stay in the band.
I will. I mean, I think that's a mad story. I mean, 25 words or less, and then a few years later, you're at the Big Day Out.
Yeah, and actually playing it, it's amazing.
That's the musical dream, or whatever you want to call it. I love your film clips. I just think they're so good. I know you've won awards for them. I know that Vitriol won, the number one best clip at the Sunscreen Video Awards, and you got an ARIA nomination for Broken Leg. How do you come up with these ideas?
Well, usually, it's a pretty combined process. With the band and also with Sam Bennett's our director, but I guess there's just Look, you know, Sammy, who's an old friend of the band, you know, he doesn't get paid for doing these clips, right? And for that very reason, he's like, look, if I'm not getting paid because I'm your mate, then we better do really, really good clip, and this has to be a really good idea.
Yeah.
And originally, when we had, you know, no money at all with Vitriol and Reductionist to do these clips, we were like, you know, how are we going to make a great idea out of, you know, crappy, like, you know, kind of DV filming and home video stuff, footage and stuff. And now, with the latest clips, you know, obviously with the label, you know, helping us out and stuff, we still didn't want to, like, drop off in terms of the challenge of thinking of really good ideas that people would want to see and then pass around and stuff. So I guess it's just, you know, really not settling for just some, you know, crappy performance clip that's really boring and is the same as every other clip that you've, you know, seen before. So, you know, just trying to have the ideas be original really is the main thing.
Yeah, that skipping one was so cool. I mean, did you actually have to learn to skip? Like, are you all pro skippers?
No, well, not pro skippers, but we did train for 6 weeks. Three hours at a time and 3 days a week for those 6 weeks. So it didn't mean we were very good. To be honest, we were terrible still. But you know, that's the beauty of having great editors and great post production team, because then they can just make it look amazing.
But then of course there's the benefit of, you know, if someone asks you what you're doing today, you just, oh, I've got skipping rehearsal, and it's like, that's your job. You know, you have to go and learn to skip for 3 hours a day, and I think that'd be like the ultimate lifestyle.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, look, there are much worse jobs out there, and I've had some of them. So
I think we've all been there. That's awesome. So you've actually got huge plans for this year. I mean, you're on the Ain't Telling the Truth tour, and got a few more festivals this year. You're doing One Night Stand.
Yeah, which will be cool. I mean, it's always like a nice honour to be asked by the Jay Scribes to be doing something like that. But also, we've never been to Alice Springs, so it's kind of cool on both fronts. And I imagine there'll be a little bit of partying after the show as well, which will be cool.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's really cool, you know, just that you go out and play in rural towns. You still do the Monash Uni O Week and all the really local gigs. I mean, you're on my radio show, and I think that's really cool that you still stay connected to, you know, your roots and stuff, and then just go off and play Splendor in the Grass or something.
No, well, you know, I think it's really, like, if you're going to tour Australia, it's important to tour it properly, you know, and actually pay attention to not just, like, you know, capital cities and stuff, but try and get everywhere. I mean, the difficulty half the time is actually just being able to afford to go to more, you know, kind of regional centres and stuff. And, you know, there's always the worry that people won't turn up. But, you know, the good thing is, for us at least, is that we have had the benefit in the last few years of some songs on radio and some reasons for people to show up to shows. So we haven't, like, just totally burned ourselves by going to regional areas. They've been really enjoyable experiences as well. So it's kind of good.
What else are you up to this year?
Well, Bangs on the Truth Tour is the main next priority. Also writing towards the third record and hopefully going overseas in May sometime and just seeing what overseas folks think of the band.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to ask you, because a lot of our listeners and stuff are in local bands where you came from, and I'd just like to ask, you know, for someone that's actually made it, what advice you could give them? Because as we all know, the music scene is not an easy one to crack into.
Look, I think the big difference between the first 6 years, you know, plus of the band, and then the last sort of 2 to 3, for us has been the songwriting. Like, just keep writing. You got to keep writing songs. You got to keep listening to heaps of different songs. And, you know, if you're actually trying to be a band that has songs on the radio, then you've got to listen to a lot of radio or a lot of radio songs and kind of absorb them all and see what, you know, what works and what doesn't. The other thing is just, you know, I guess just kind of staying together as a band is the other big challenge, you know, because, you know, inherently when you're with a group of people that whole time, people can be a pain in the ass, and it's easy to just forget about it. And then, like, ultimately, on the other side of things, you know, aside from the songs and obviously sticking with it, is like, you know, I think Mick Jagger once said that you got to always be 50% artist and 50% manager. So, like, just, you know, really try and learn as much as well about all that kind of managerial side and how to take care of yourselves, because, you know, when you start getting a team around you, you don't want to be dicked around, and it's important to kind of know what a good and a bad job is of, you know, of a manager and a label and, you know, all those kinds of industry, you know, folks as well. So by doing it as much yourself as possible, you'll learn all those things.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice, because I know so many people just get ripped off. So anyway, that's about all we have time for, right? I think you got back-to-back interviews today.
I think I do. So thanks very much for having me on.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.